Now, the rest of the story. Dr. Clarence Edmonds and his wife Grace had two adorable children. Neighbors and friends were forever admiring the twins. Mother provided dozens of charming little girls' outfits. At their suburban home in Oak Park, Illinois, the twins wore gingham dresses or little fluffy lace-tucked dresses with picture hats. At the family's summer cottage on Walloon Lake, they romped and played in matching overalls. Some of the twins' clothing was quite fancy. One style was practically a costume, a high-necked Russian tunic, which amounted to a belted blouse worn over bloomers. And one such matching set comprised of gray plaid blouses and gray flannel bloomers. That one attracted much attention wherever the little ones wore it. They wore their hair exactly alike, usually in a square-cut Dutch bob. Their toys were exactly alike, matching miniature China tea sets and matching dolls. But the pair themselves were not exactly alike. One child's hair was a radiant blonde, the other's dark brown. For you see, the doctor's children, the twins, were not twins at all. One was more than a year older than the other. Yet it had been the fondest desire of their mother, Grace, to have twins, so she made them twins. The elder's name was Marceline, the younger's name was Ernie, and the rest of the story is that the youngster, who was made to wear fluffy, lace-tucked dresses and picture hats, and belted blouses and even bloomers, that child, the second born, was not even a girl. But so determined was their mother to create twins of children more than a year apart that she made Marceline stay in kindergarten an extra year so that she and Ernie could enter first grade together. The youngsters really didn't mind at all. Although encouraged to play together, they scarcely had to be coaxed. Being older and a girl, Marceline matured faster than Ernie. Still, she continued to play with dolls and tiny tea sets past the time she might otherwise, for love of her manufactured twin. Entering high school, Ernie was no longer required to wear girls' clothing. Unfortunately for his pride, Sister Marceline had reached her full height, 5'9", and Ernie was still no taller than 5'4". He had a round, plump little boy face, and he practiced the cello relentlessly, even though at 14 he still required the assistance of his sister in tuning the instrument. So, as they had been masquerading as twins, so to speak, it's been suggested that Ernie had something of an identity crisis. But eventually, one day he rebelled against the dolls and the lace dresses in the only way he knew how to rebel. And that was all the way. And he rebelled all the way. Until this moment, you have always had a mental picture of Ernie, the author, Ernest Hemingway, as a two-fisted, hard-drinking, macho, big-game hunter adventurer. And that was the picture he wanted you to see. But now you've met the little boy in bloomers. And now you know the rest of the story.